Hey to all listeners and welcome to our podcast. We are
Sally,
Laura
and Susanne.
And today we're talking about envy and its psychological aspects. I have often seen that the terms jealousy and envy are being used interchangeably. Do they really mean the same thing? Are they connected in any way, Sally?
Well, jealousy is a complex emotion that typically arises when a person perceives a threat to a valued relationship from a third party. This threat may be real or imagined. It is often thought of in the context of romantic relationships, but the feeling can occur in almost every type of human relationship. Psychologists regard it as a necessary emotion because it preserves social bonds and motivates people to engage in behaviors that maintain important relationships. Envy, on the other hand, is the emotion that arises with the painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with the desire to possess the same advantage.
So basically, when you wish you could have the same possession or other desirable things that someone else has?
Yes, that is basically what it means. When a person becomes envious, it is often due to some degree of dissatisfaction with the self. Envy occurs when a person believes that having what another person has would increase their own happiness. Envy might also involve some degree of wishing that the other person did not have the envied object or quality. However, envy can be manifested in different ways by each individual and can take various forms, so there is a difference between both. In short terms, envy requires two parties. It means you want something that someone else has. Jealousy requires three parties. It means you feel threatened or suspicious that some might take what you already have.
Do you know if there is a psychological explanation as to why we feel envy?
Envy and jealousy kick in as a gut reaction to your emotional and evaluative system long before we become conscious of it. Psychologists say that although we are often consciously aware of being jealous or envious of someone, sometimes the actual reason for the envy are buried in your unconscious mind and disguised by rationalizations. Ironically, what we really value in life is more often revealed by asking ourselves who we are envious of rather than asking ourselves directly, what do I value? The latter often taps into what society expects us to value. The superego takes over and we are aware only of what we should want rather than what we really want.
Mm-hmm. Laura, you were looking into the different forms of envy. Could you tell us more about them?
Well, there are two forms of envy. One is benign envy, which is considered to be the positive form of envy, you know. In benign envy, the envious person tries to be as good as the person who is being envied and has an active concern for them. In this form, the envious person has a desire for superior wealth and an expectation of success. It has the effect that the envious person is striving to achieve excellence and increasing their personal effort.
So envy does have positive aspects. Interesting, but there sure are negative aspects too.
Yes, of course. The negative aspects fall under the category of malicious envy. In malicious envy, the envious person may try to degrade the person who is being envied, which can lead to an increase of Schadenfreude and can cause the envious person to behave in a destructive manner. Malicious envy is related to the fear of failure, so not meeting the standards of success. This type of envy can easily lead to hostility and resentment, and the person could show behavioral tendencies to damage the person who is being envied. Susanne, you wondered what people are envious about and whether there's a difference between genders. Did you find out something interesting?
Yes, actually I did. Of course, if one asks people whether they would describe themselves as envious, they would say no. One has to go for a more delicate approach. So, there was a study conducted by three American psychologists who asked 116 men and 99 women, they were completely binary here, I'm afraid, to describe 10 situations from their lives in which they felt envious and why that was.
Now I'm curious.
So was I. Well, the outcome was, from my perspective, rather stereotypical. Men admitted more frequently to envy about greater success when attracting romantic partners, and greater access to financial resources, that is, money, and connected to that, ownership of status items, this my house, my boat, my car thing. but they also were envious about other men's greater academic success.
Wait, so not everyone is envious about the same stuff?
No, in fact not. With women, envy focuses on physical attractiveness and better clothing and popularity. That education is not something women are envious about is a thing that somehow troubles me.
Well, maybe all of us are just brilliant.
Well, that of course goes without saying. In any case, they ran a second experiment to corroborate their findings and came to the same results. And there are other studies supporting these findings too.
Do these studies also offer an explanation?
They do. They explain it all with our evolutionary conditioning, namely, quote, that men and women within the age of reproductive competition will most frequently envy others who possess qualities that increase their desirability to prospective partners, unquote. Thus, men are attracted far more by the appearance of a woman, whereas women choose their partners according to status and money. In a nutshell, men and women are envious about what matters most in the competition about potential partners to have kids with. So we compete with each other and become envious and aggressive when we feel that we are below par, so to say. This competition, I think, with members of our own peer group, is the reason why envy can turn into resentment. And this, I feel, is in direct contrast to our ideals, how we want to be and live in a community.
Well, and where does that lead us? As women, as humans, how can we deal with it? Is there an end to it?
We can try to tackle envy with our intellect, with our mind. First of all, we should become aware of what and whom we envy. We should realize that those others also are not perfect, even if they possess the ultimate car or have the best grades at uni. I mean, people and their lives are far more complex than the one or two attributes we focus our envy on. And we should be aware of our own strengths and features other people may admire and be grateful for them. We should be generous towards ourselves and towards others and drop the eternal comparison. And if we have to compare sometimes, we should compare downwards, measure our present self against our past self. We should learn from others and cooperate. This might make everyone feel better. And if none of that really helps, there is always therapy. Laura, how can therapy support someone who is at the end of their resources?
It is really important to address envy in therapy when you realize that feelings of envy are becoming overwhelming or causing problems in life. The specific things a person envies can help illustrate that what individuals really want and what their goals are. Therapy may be beneficial because therapists can often help people identify their own areas of talent and encourage them to explore and develop these abilities. In this way, therapists can often support individuals through the process of transforming feelings of envy into positive goals. I think we are going to make a cut here. Thank you for listening, and we are leaving you with a quote by Rochefoucauld. Our envy always lasts longer than the happiness of those we envy.